Pact of Darkness, The Raven, The Bridge. The night the foxes stole her father, Willow could not sleep. She had been lying for hours in the darkness, listening to the wind that sang in the walls. Floorboards creaked as Dad moved around the house. He was sleepless too. Some time past midnight, she heard the back door open. She threw off her duvet and went to the window. Dad was standing on the patio, in a spill of light from the kitchen. Willow put her forehead to the glass and tried to see what he was doing. He walked down the garden, pushing through the tall weeds. The rear fence had rotted long ago, leaving only a few soggy posts to mark the edge of the woodland. As he approached, a small animal came out from the trees. It was a fox. Another followed, then a third, their eyes reflecting gold. Dad must have some food in his hand, Willow thought. He squatted, and the foxes gathered around him. Willow wiped mist from the window pane. Dad was speaking to the animals. Why did he have to act so strangely all the time? He was like an old clown, with his tangled hair and his sagging tracksuit bottoms. He was always going outside at weird times. Lately, she often found him sitting on the garden bench first thing in the morning, ignoring the drizzle, gazing up at the mountains, feeding bits of bread to a big black raven he had half-tamed. Dad was not only speaking to the foxes, he seemed to be having an argument with them. He kept shaking his head. At last, he turned back towards the house. The three foxes made a noise, a piercing shriek, like a human being in pain. As if in answer, something huge and dark loped out of the woods. The thing was shaped like a wolf, but it was a wolf from a nightmare, too terrible to be real. It was much larger than any wolf could possibly be. As it loomed over Dad, its gigantic head was on a level with Willow's bedroom window. The hulking thing had no features that she could make out. Its silhouette against the trees was pure darkness, as if it were not a living creature, but a black hole with the outline of a wolf. It pounced, fast and silent, and knocked Dad to the ground. Taking his ankle in its jaws, it dragged him towards the tree line. The foxes watched him clawing at the grass. He looked bewildered to find himself sliding so fast away from the light of home. His hand clutched at a fence post. Then he was gone, swallowed by the dark. The foxes vanished into the forest. As Willow opened the back door and stepped onto the patio, black wings flurried from the darkness. A bird landed on the garden bench and cocked its head.
Craw!
It was Dad's stupid raven, expecting to be fed. He had told her it was called Cormac. What was the point in taming a bird and giving it a name if when you were in trouble it only came looking for snacks?
Get away, she snapped.
Not quite knowing why, she added,
help him.
The raven croaked. It spread its wings and let the wind snatch it into the dark. Willow stood on the edge of the patio. All around her, the sea, the sky and the mountains were voids of night. The frozen air dragged warmth from her chest. She gripped the torch she had grabbed before racing downstairs. It was the one she normally used for reading under the duvet. How could Dad let this happen? It must be his fault somehow. When the dark thing had pounced on him, why had he not fought back? Why had he let it knock him down as if he did not care whether he was taken away from her? Yesterday, the same as most days, Dad had made Willow go for a walk. They had trudged down the beach in the bitter wind before turning inland to take the trail through the forest and up the mountain. She had stomped along with her ears buried in the collar of her anorak while, as usual, he told her how lucky they were to live here, how Mum had loved it and would not have lived anywhere else.